back now with Day to Day. It's time for our weekly digest of what critics are saying about this week's new flicks. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
It wouldn't be summer without another superhero movie, and you get four for the price of one with the sequel, Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer. The spandex-clad quartet must battle the enigmatic and dangerous surfer to save the planet. And I hope this is a lesson for you kids out there. Only use your surfing for good, not for evil.
Why are you destroying our planet?
I have no choice.
The first Fantastic Four movie got panned and still did big box office, so the fact that the critics are split on the sequel should mean even more silver. The New York Daily News offers much better than the original. The Wall Street Journal promises good fun, but some agree with the Washington Post complaint, surely the dullest of Hollywood's many comic book-derived summer movies. And for you Nancy Drew fans, the wait is finally over. The beloved amateur detective sleuths out the big screen. The wide release stars Emma Roberts, Julia Roberts' niece, in the title role.
Can you tell when a girl looks at you and is thinking how much she likes you and wondering if you like her, but thinking how important it is for you to say how you feel before she says anything more about how she feels about you or anyone else they might be jealous of because she's already saying how she feels in her own way?
Can you repeat the question?
The critics say, you go, girl, even though USA Today moans, the movie can't quite decide how old it wants to be or who it's for. The Minneapolis Star Tribune cheers, light, fluffy, and fun, and the LA Times shouts, hopefully, the girls who see Nancy Drew will take their cues from the smart, engaged, intellectually curious character Robert so charmingly portrays. And in limited release is the strangely titled Eagle vs. Shark, a romantic comedy from New Zealand that has been described as the next Napoleon Dynamite. Two total misfits meet and start on a rocky road to romance.
I need to go home.
What do you have to do?
Kill a man. He's going to be home soon. Guess who's going to be forming the welcoming party?
You?
You got it, girl.
Like Napoleon Dynamite, it might be an acquired taste. The Hollywood Reporter shrugs, more dumb than funny. The New York Times warns, intermittently charming, sometimes tiresome celebration of quirkiness. But Salon.com calls Eagle vs. Shark a perfectly cheerful time at the movies. By the way, the title comes from the all-familiar debate, which is the more dangerous predator, the eagle or the shark? As we all know, the eagle, more specifically the bald eagle, is the symbol of this great country of ours, while a shark is just a big, stupid eating machine. I, of course, choose the eagle. And for those of you who say the shark, I just have one question for you. Why do you hate America so much?
Shark hater Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer and proud American living in Los Angeles.